Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'll be talking about some presentations that were shown at the American College of Rheumatology, or ACR. This year, it was, of course, virtual due to the pandemic, and it's called the ACR Convergence Meeting 2020, and it was held November 5th through 9th. Enjoy listening. There was a presentation by Dr. Elizabeth Park from Columbia University Irving Medical Center in the U.S. looking at 681 patients with rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus erythematosus. And she really described how hydroxychloroquine use in those patients, in that cohort of rheumatic patients, might be associated or not associated with arrhythmias in those patients. So hydroxychloroquine plays an essential role in the management of both systemic lupus erythematosus and as well as the management of rheumatoid arthritis, both as a monotherapy and in combination with other disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, so DMARDs. However, there's been an ongoing concern regarding its cardiovascular safety in these patients, and recently the interest increased because of an observational study of COVID-19 patients reporting that 19% of those receiving hydroxychloroquine demonstrated a QTc measure of greater than 500 milliseconds, including a single torsades de pointe tachycardia. So, quote, given recent concerns surrounding hydroxychloroquine use in COVID-19 patients and subsequent arrhythmic events, we wanted to examine the associations between its use and the QTc length on electrocardiograms in a large asymptomatic cohort of rheumatoid arthritis and lupus patients, said the study, said Dr. Park in her talk. So for this purpose, the researchers assessed the QTc length and its association with hydroxychloroquine use in a large lupus and rheumatoid arthritis cohort. The cross-sectional study analyzed the data of 681 patients, as I previously said, without clinical cardiovascular disease and including two prospective rheumatoid arthritis cohorts of 307 patients and a retrospective lupus cohort of 374 patients. So in the two prospective rheumatoid arthritis cohorts, the ECGs were performed as part of a study data collection, whereas in the single retrospective lupus cohort, the 374 patients, ECGs were performed as part of their standard of care. The researchers explored the association between QTc length and hydroxychloroquine use by these patients, and they adjusted the data for disease-specific characteristics and cardiovascular disease risk factors. If you look at the whole study group, so both rheumatoid arthritis and lupus patients, 54% used hydroxychloroquine and 44% had QTc lengths of more than 440 milliseconds. The mean QTc length was 437 plus or minus 28 milliseconds. However, in the entire cohort, adjusted QT length among the hydroxychloroquine users was comparable to those who did not use the drug. So in multivariate logistic modeling, hydroxychloroquine use was not a significant predictor of a prolonged QTc. And that was both true for both rheumatoid arthritis and the lupus cohorts. However, 9 out of the 11 lupus patients who did have a prolonged QTc were taking hydroxychloroquine, yet these observations were actually too small to detect statistically significant differences between the two groups. The study also did not find any significant interactions between hydroxychloroquine and other QTc prolonging drugs in the patients. Hydroxychloroquine use combined with other QTc prolonging medications resulted in a comparable QTc interval to hydroxychloroquine alone. So in the lupus group, the hydroxychloroquine combined with antipsychotic drugs did result in a longer QTc compared with just using hydroxychloroquine alone. And so that went from 441 milliseconds versus 432 milliseconds, and that was a p-value of 0.014, so pretty significant. So Dr. Park concluded, quote, overall, the use of hydroxychloroquine did not predict QTc length, even while adjusting for critical confounding factors, namely the use of other QTc prolonging medications. Our findings reinforce the fact that hydroxychloroquine remains a safe, effective, long-term disease-modifying drug to our rheumatic disease patients.